From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Media reports say Syrian troops have seized a neighborhood in central Aleppo from rebel forces. After capturing the neighborhood of Farafra, the government forces continued to fight rebel troops near a famous citadel in the city. A rebel official said Syrian and Russian warplanes and artillery pounded a number of areas in and around the city as ground forces gathered. The Indian government announced Tuesday that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will not attend a regional summit due to be held in Islamabad in November. The Indian Foreign Ministry cited increasing cross-border attacks as a reason. Mr. Modi has announced that he will mount a global campaign to diplomatically isolate Pakistan in the wake of a terrorist attack on an Indian army base in Kashmir that killed 18 soldiers. Former Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says he will not run in next year's presidential election because the country's supreme leader says his candidacy would increase divisions in Iran. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has the final say in all matters of state. He was quoted Monday as saying Ahmadinejad's candidacy would polarize Iranian society and create harmful divisions in the country. The British government says it will oppose the formation of a European Union military force. British Defense Minister Michael Fallon said Tuesday an EU army or an EU army headquarters would undermine the NATO alliance. He made his remarks during an EU meeting in Bratislava. EU members are trying to hammer out a new plan for military cooperation between the 28 member states. Fallon said Britain would continue to support European defense through NATO. This is VOA News. New data released Tuesday by the International Organization for Migration shows the number of refugees and migrants arriving in Europe has fallen this year. But the data also shows that migration to Europe has grown more deadly. This year, more than 300,000 migrants and refugees entered Europe by sea, a drop of more than 40% from the same period last year. But refugee deaths rose, with migrant fatalities up nearly 20%. A new report from the World Health Organization shows more than 90% of the world's population is exposed to excessive air pollution. The report says the problem is most prevalent in large cities, but that the air quality in rural areas is surprisingly bad. The UN Health Agency refused to publicly say which country had the worst pollution record, but Southeast Asia and the Western Pacific region, including China, Malaysia, and Vietnam, showed the highest levels of pollution. U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump headed back to the campaign trail Tuesday, a day after their contentious first debate. Analysts largely agree that Clinton won the debate and that the victory could give her a national polling boost 6 weeks ahead of the November 8th election. Suicide bombings killed at least 17 people and wounded more than 50 in majority Shiite districts in Iraq's capital, Baghdad. At least 8 people were killed and at least 29 wounded Tuesday in the eastern New Baghdad Jadida commercial district, where a suicide bomber detonated his explosives vest in a commercial street. Another suicide attack hit a commercial street in the Baya in western Baghdad, killing at least 9 and wounding 22 people. Pakistan says it has completed construction of 20% of the outposts being established along a largely porous border with Afghanistan. It called on the Afghan government to make matching steps for deterring terrorist infiltration. The two neighbors share nearly 2,600 kilometers of rugged mountainous frontier with several hundred irregular crossing points, facilitating movements of militants and smugglers in both directions. The United States is calling for the immediate release of any U.S. citizen detained by the Houthi-controlled National Security Bureau in Yemen. The U.S. State Department said Tuesday such detentions are unacceptable and put in jeopardy Houthi efforts to establish that they are what are called credible and responsible interlocutors. A spokesman for Panama's foreign ministry said Tuesday his government has formally asked the United States to extradite former President Ricardo Martinelli to face charges of tapping opponents and journalists' phones and emails while in power. The foreign ministry says it has formally filed a request with the U.S. State Department through the embassy in Washington. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.